I think I've been involved at Worcester in my 32nd season, and I'm sure there has been some crazy days, and that was one of them.
What happened?
I think we always felt that we had a chance if we bowled really, really well, caught well and bowled straight. And we felt we could bowl them out, and then it was about how well we could chase. But to bowl them out for 40 was an incredible achievement, and hats off to Leachy and Matt Henry for their efforts with the ball, as well as the guys in the field. There was two stunning run-outs, direct hits, which really does help. And, you know, for example, that catch Tom Cawley-Cadmore in the first over, that really set the tone for the innings. And we were grateful that they didn't come at us. They seemed to dig themselves in a bit of a hole because of the quality of the bowling, but also they felt that they could try and get through us. But, you know, it was great that we managed to keep taking wickets all the way through.
Did you think there was a bit of a mindset from Leicestershire that they thought it was a bit of a minefield? Do you think they felt it was a poorer wicket than it really was?
No, I got the impression they were trying to get to something like a lead of about 200. Felt that they could win with that, and possibly were trying to bat their way there instead of actually trying to be positive and smash the way there a little bit, because with that sort of attitude, the bowlers then are a little bit fearful of letting go of the ball, and that's what you want. You want to try and change their mental approach and attitude, and that's what we tried to do in our second innings. I know it was only 80-odd, but they're always tricky, and we had a change in the batting order. It didn't quite work, but you could see by the way Mitch and Dolly set off in our innings that we were going to be very aggressive with our running, and also try and pounce on anything that was loose, but impose ourselves on the opposition. And thankfully that's what happened, and we managed to get home.
Mate, that first day you were behind the eight ball, and does that say something about, you know, the spirit within your team that you bounced back from that day?
Yeah, very much so. I think the team also felt that we hadn't bowled or caught as well as we could have done, and we made life difficult for ourselves in the game. I also think that possibly we got the toss wrong, and maybe we should have gone to a toss and batted on that wicket. But so we've had to do it the hard way, and the team have got us out of the mire by, you know, regarding the toss and got us back in the game and won the game for us today. I mean, but, you know, this has been a really crazy day today. All over at 3:15. Only four wickets on that first day. And if you think of the wickets that have fallen since then, it's been crazy turnaround in the way that the pitch has played. So, but no, you often find in cricket, or you feel as though you've seen everything, but you certainly haven't. And today was one of those days that, you know, it was just crazy cricket.
Now you talk about the team effort, but Joe Leach, no wickets, I think 0-82 on the first day, and he takes 9 wickets for 20-odd after that.
Yeah, he really bounced back. I think he gave himself a kick up the backside, and that's what Joe sometimes does. And he bowls wicket-taking balls, does Joe, and when he can also hit a good area and a good rhythm, then he becomes a very dangerous bowler, because he's not going for many runs, but he's also taking wickets. So, you know, that's something that, if he can carry on that way, then he's going to take a stack of wickets this year. He's a guy that, I mean, makes people play because of the angle he bowls from, and he's a difficult customer. When there's a bit of nip or up and down in the wicket, he can be hard work.
So you've earned, the boys have earned themselves a day off tomorrow?
Yeah, these lads are great professionals. They really do put their heart and soul into preparation as well as playing. But maybe today's a day where they can relax a little bit tonight. We'll get back in the morning to Worcester and freshen up and get ourselves right for the big game on Friday. We're really looking forward to getting to Edgbaston. It's a great place to play cricket and a T20 match. Hopefully there'll be a really big crowd and a wonderful atmosphere. And you know, we'll be determined to try and get another victory, because trying to beat the Bears on their home patch is a lovely feeling.